I promise you, you're going to love this one. There you go.
Thank you so much, Maria. I'll take it from here. Hi, am I speaking with Chester?
This is him.
Good morning, Chester. How are we doing today?
Good so far.
Excellent. Excellent. So Maria wanted me to come on the line, of course, to go over the program, the investment costs associated, and how we're able to take your business to the next level here. Now, the notes I'm going over here, the first thing I am seeing is that you do have a Facebook listing. That's great. But in terms of the marketing, right, in terms of the Google marketing, really bringing that business out to that visibility, what tools are you currently using in this market?
The only one I'm using right now is Townsquare.
Townsquare? Okay, that's who's working on this Google business profile I'm seeing here.
I'm not sure what you're seeing, so I don't know, you know, might be something old. I have no idea what you're seeing.
Gotcha. So you can only have one Google business profile, right? The one for A and B appliance repair?
Yep.
Okay. So what we were looking to do here is get this not only on the first page of Google, but we're looking to maintain that positioning, right? When it comes to month pricing, right, everything's going to be a flat rate here. There is no contract. So you would be looking at a flat rate of $299 a month, okay? Now, the program does come with a $99 setup fee. So initial investment would be $398, and then you would just be seeing $299 down the line. Now, what we're doing with that here is we do the complete local optimization setup top to bottom. I'm sure you're aware of how that works. We do optimize all of your keywords, right? So we do this with geo-targeting, language targeting, and smart targeting. We want to make sure that when we program you onto the first page, you're not moving around, right? We're not seeing you on a third page, fifth page, ninth page, here and there. It's first page placement to bring in those organic calls. We do allow you up to 20 keywords to use, okay? This is how companies are capitalizing on 90% of the keywords in the market today. These are being done daily, right? In terms of how we market towards your peak hours of business, we also market towards your specific locations, right? This comes down to your radius. Let's say you have a 100-mile radius. There are a couple of zip codes you don't quite want to be in. We're going to pull those out of your radius so that anytime your work is searched for in those areas, you're appearing far down on the list. Meanwhile, the areas you want to be seen in, you're appearing on that first page, okay? In terms of the Facebook I see here, we wouldn't be building you a Facebook page because I see you already have one. You even have 15 reviews on it. Spectacular. We're going to simply run your Facebook ad campaign, okay? These are Siri AI.
So the thing is, I don't have Facebook. That ad is so old, and why it's still up, I have no idea, because I do not go to Facebook. I have no Facebook. That was done a long time ago. It's just there, but it don't mean it's outdated. A lot of the stuff on there is, you know, not true. So I don't know how to take it down. There's nothing I can do with it. So it don't do nothing for me, no way.
Oh, okay. So we're not worried about Facebook then, correct?
No, I don't have it. Don't want it.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and take that one off the table here. So let's not go ahead and worry about that. Okay. In terms of the dashboard that we do provide for you, we use this for a variety of reasons, right? For you, it's so you can track all of your analytics, run promotions, right, make any content changes. But this also allows you to see all of the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, location that these searches are being performed, right? In addition, you can track and record any of the new phone calls coming in from clients. Most of our larger clients use this to train staff. Our medium clients, smaller clients, they use that to train themselves. But you can record and track new phone calls. In addition to that, we're going to block spam calls for you from your local listing. You don't need to be worrying about anything other than calls that turn into jobs, right? Calls that convert into work, calls that turn into ROI. So we're going to block all the spam calls, right? Virtual assistants, voice over IP, people outside of your area, right? someone looking for a job. We're going to block these kind of calls so you can focus on the ones that matter. Okay. Now, in terms of, like generating leads, right? Have you looked into any kind of qualified lead services as well? Or do you just, are you just simply looking for like the exposure kind of end of things?
Well, now, like I said, I can't, I don't know that I can do anything right now because I'm with a company called Town Square.
Town Square.
They're in control of everything. I don't think I can have two different companies working, you know, together or, on the same plate. I mean, I think I'd have to eliminate one Town Square before I could let someone else come in and start making changes. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and that's 100% true. One thing we would never want to do is get you started on a program while you have another SEO company. Because what that would do, the very moment Google picks up a duplicate, a crosswire, or secondary information, it's a rejection on your Google business profile. We wouldn't want that.
Yep, they'd kill it. They'd kill anything I'd have out there. They'd just take me clear out of the, shoot me out of the water.
Absolutely, absolutely. So in terms of, you know, like Town Square, right? How long have they been working on this?
I've been with them for a couple of years now. And before that I had a company called Local Splash.
Yes, that's us.
I know. I was with y'all for a long time and I was trying to think of the guy who I used to talk to all the time. He had a little accent to him and I cannot for the life of me think of his name, but I used to ask for him all the time. I'm surprised you don't have me in y'all's records showing where I was with y'all.
Give me one moment, actually. I am pulling up the, what looks like the old account that you had with us. Yeah, I think this one is it. Let me see here. And you said you don't remember who it is that you were speaking with, right? Let me see if I can find that.
It's got a different name. I would know it if I heard it. And many times I talked to him. I mean, it's crazy. My mind has just went blank.
Okay. So was this the person that you first talked to when you spoke with us, or was this the one that was handling your your listing? So you had to like talk constantly with them.
I've talked to different ones, but I was there for a while. I always asked for him. It's not Evan. Man, I can't even think of his name for the life of me.
That's all right, man. You spoke with quite a few people here. Like you spoke with Muhammad here. You spoke with Ivan here. You know,
Ivan.
Okay.
Ivan, we always ask for him because, Ivan, that's it. I said Evan, but it's Ivan, yeah.
All right, excellent. Yeah, he was one of our greatest guests.
Is he still with you?
He is not with us currently. No, sir.
No. Because right now, so, and the reason I was calling because I know that, if I had a problem with Google, Local Splash was able to, on my behalf, contact Google and get things straightened out.
Yes, sir.
Where this company I'm with now, for some reason, it's like they don't want to do it. Because what's happening here, is if you typed in appliance repair Georgetown, Kentucky, if you went incognito, Mr. Appliance is dominant here. But when you go down to Google Maps, I've been in business a lot longer than either one of them, but I know whoever is paying the most money is going to rank higher. I mean, you can't get above these people, but nevertheless, there's a company called HB, A to Z,
he is with y'all because I'm the one that told him about y'all. HB,
oh.
A to Z from out of Georgetown, Kentucky. I know he's with y'all, or y'all got him locked in because I told him about y'all.
All right, and you said looking to appliance repair Georgetown, Kentucky, right?
Yeah, Georgetown, Kentucky. Look at that. I want you to look at something.
Okay, so I am on the local map. So you said HB's A to Z repair?
HB A to Z.
Okay. Oh, I'm also seeing that nobody in this area is even using Google Guaranteed. Everybody is using the local map section here. Okay. I see Mr. Appliance of Georgetown, A&B Appliance. That would be you. And then A to Z Appliance Repair.
Okay. So here. When I look at that on my phone, HB A to Z is above me. It's weird, but for some reason, I don't know how or why, but my phone is almost dead in the water. Even though I've been in this company for a while, things were going pretty decent. And I was telling them, I said, in the last 3 or 4 days, if it wasn't for my old customers or maybe a referral, I wouldn't be making enough money to pay y'all right now. But the thing is the HB is, I'm wondering what he's doing because he's getting quite a few calls and he's not doing a lot of advertising or, you know, I don't know, what possibly I could do to, you know, generate more calls coming out of Georgetown and Lexington, because whatever Town Square is doing, it's not working. But I told them, I said, what I'm getting are calls from like in Louisville, in places in Ohio, Willisburg, Kentucky.
And I
don't understand. And if people will call me, and I'll be like, I can't come that far. Well, I looked up appliance repair nearest me, and your name was the first one popped up. I'm like, I'm in Georgetown, Kentucky. And I keep telling Town Square, I said, if only calls I really get are too far away, and I will not go. But I'm not getting nothing really out of Georgetown, and I'm really not getting nothing out of Lexington. But back when I had local splash, the reason I did switch because it got to the point where I wasn't really getting no calls either. So this other company were like, you know, we can change all that. You're not visible, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'll just switch and see if things turn around. It took about a year. They told me, said, you know, you got to hang in here for about a year and you'll start seeing a difference, which, you know, I did.
Wow.
Toward the end of that year, I started, you know, but golly, I'm like, you know, if it wasn't for, like I said, my old customers and things like that, I'd be dead in the water, you know, but I don't know what y'all could do to turn things around. Like I said, I was with y'all a lot longer than I was local splash, but, I asked him, I said, can you contact local splash or can you contact Google? It's like they're sabotaging me. Quite a few calls on weekends, and I'm thinking that's because HB and Mr. Pines are closed on weekends, so I'm still showing that I'm open. So I generate a few more calls on weekends, and that way I can, you know, stagger them out through the week. It's really weird how my phone just goes dead through the week. And then on weekends, it shows me on top because the other ones are showing closed. So Google like places me on top because I'm still showing open.
Right. And you're showing up outside of your service area, which shouldn't be happening at the moment either.
Where do you see that? Do you see that, that's or you don't? You just
What you were telling me here, with folks calling you way outside of your service area, and that shouldn't be happening. Okay.
And how's that? I mean, how is that happening though? Because I tell you what, I got. Let me tell you. So I got here since yesterday morning. I got a call from Warsaw, Kentucky, Independence, Kentucky, Richmond, Kentucky, Mount Olive, Kentucky, California, and Willisburg, Kentucky.
Yeah, so this means that Town Square, this means that Town Square has all of your keywords optimized for all of the areas, which, as you can see, is not helping you at all, right? You want to stay local. You want to stay where your actual service area is. When you're getting these calls outside of your service area, that means they have your radius way too big, and they can't change it. Whatever mistake they made, they're unable to change that.
Well, they say they didn't. If you go to my website, they're like, well, okay, you go to my website, it says I serve Georgetown, Lexington, Sadieville,
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, those are the places that supposedly is that I'm listed in. And I don't really like going to Frankfurt, like I told them. I said, but with my business being really slow, sometimes I may have to go to Frankfurt just to be able to make a dollar, you know?
Right.
And it's got to be something that I feel like I can maybe fix, or I'm not going, because I don't work on Samsung. I don't work on LG. I do Samsung dryers, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. And I thought about looking into Angie's List. But I don't like that click to pay. You know, they can charge $20 or $40 a click, and I'm like,
I was just about to say, your phone will ring, and that's a pay right out of your pocket that might not even turn. You answer the phone, there won't be anybody on the other side, and then you have the issue of fighting 10 other contractors all fighting for the same lead. You don't want to go that route. What I'm suggesting here, and this is what I was talking about earlier, when you look into your area, right, you're going to see the local map section, but you see no other sponsored sections at all. There's no Google Ads. There's no Google Guaranteed, right? So you're in a position right now, right, and it's great that we got in contact, back in contact with you here, because not only can we fix the Town Square issue, right, as you know, we can contact Google on your behalf. We can handle all of that good stuff, right? But what we're going to do here is we want to optimize this properly, right? We want to take this. We want to look at all your keywords. We want to get your radius correct so you're seen by the people that you need to be seen by. But beyond that, you have an opportunity here to take on the only position in Google Guaranteed. And you can see that for yourself, right? When you pull up your Georgetown area, appliance repair, Georgetown, Kentucky, you're not going to see anybody that's up in Google Guaranteed because nobody has taken that position yet. What Google Guaranteed?
I've done that with y'all before.
Have you?
The Google
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Actually, you're pretty in knowledge of how it all comes in, right? How the leads come in for you and things like that.
Well, I've kind of forgotten because, like I said, hell, that's probably been 4 years ago or, I kind of.
In a while, okay. So the major benefit, right, is, of course, these are coming directly to you. So we're not talking about sending a text to us and then we send a text out to you and you go chase down a lead. That's directory stuff, right? That's how Angie, Yelp, Thumbtack, that's how they work, right? The way we work is these people are coming onto Google, typing in appliance repair Georgetown. And they're clicking on call now, right? This is coming directly off of your premium listing. That would be Google Guaranteed, right? The only thing that qualifies a lead in Google Guaranteed is if you made that quote, that appointment, that estimate to go get that work done. Anything outside of that is not qualified. So you're not charged for that, right? On top of that, you do get your green check mark, right? which obviously means that you've been thoroughly vetted by Google, and you also get each and every one of your clients backed by Google with $2,000 of insurance against your work. So, of course, that creates that trust, that confidence, and that credibility. In terms of the monthly budget, let me actually pull that up here just to take a look at what we would be looking at. Let's see. Appliance
repair. Let me run something by you.
Okay.
So I have a full-time job. I work for the city of Georgetown. And I do this because I need the insurance. So I do this A and B appliance repair on the side, starting from like 3:30 till 7:30, 8 o'clock of the night. So I run three or four calls if I can, but I don't do this full time. So I'm not out here making a killing where I can pay no big money for anything out here. You know what I mean? So,
Yep.
I can't.
Okay.
And I'm 62 years old. I'm 62 years old, so I'm not out here trying to tear the world down, you know.
Okay. So we'll just stick, you know, right now, we'll just stick with the first page optimization for your Google business profile. Okay. That's the $398 initial, $299 month to month. What we'll do with this here, right, because you can secure the position. The only thing that would have to happen here is that you would have to immediately get Townsquare on the line, and you'd have to get whatever they have going on canceled. Because we can get you onboarded, right? We can get your client interview set up 2 days, 3 days from now and all of that, but we'd have to make sure you had whatever going on with Townsquare canceled before we get started on everything. Does that sound like a plan?
Right. So, I mean, I would just basically tell them I want to cancel everything with them, and they would just eliminate everything, and then I'd have to call y'all back and get started.
Right. So you could do that, right? Or, right, we can get you started here, right? We can onboard, we can get the business name and all of that corrected, personal information, billing, all of that good stuff done and squared. By the time we get your client interview, you should have Townsquare canceled, right? So this way you're securing your position here with us again, but you're also having that time. So you don't have to set your client interview for today or tomorrow, right? We want you to have time to be able to call Townsquare and get whatever you have going over there alleviated. And then your client interview comes up. But at that point, you already have your position secured for your local listing.
No.
Does that make sense?
No, sort of. It's a lot to take in at one time. I'm not, you know. So let me, with the Google guaranteed ad, and then y'all's website and all the who do y'all use for the SEOs? Like who? You got to list a few of them. Who y'all use for SEOs?
How do you mean? Who do we use for SEOs? I'm not clear on the question. I'm sorry.
You know, some companies got different SEOs that they use, say, for instance, Nextdoor, I don't even know all of them, but there's several SEOs out there that that a company will plug you in. You know what I'm, I guess what I'm
yeah.
you may not
yeah.
know.
So- So we don't have anything like that, right? Our system that we use is ours, and we use that through Google. We don't use like any third parties for that.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
Cause I know that, you know, the last time I was with y'all that I was having a lot of trouble getting calls coming in. It's like it was dead, and that's one reason why, you know, I switched, you know, I thought I would switch over to see, you know, because this company was trying to make promises, and they want to tell you, you know, everybody wants to tell you what you want to hear, but when it comes right down to it, it's not always icing on the cake. So that's what I'm kind of leery about, you know. I would actually see a difference in, you know, generating, you know, calls coming in.
Absolutely.
More than what I'm having right now. So y'all build the website, is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, while I was with y'all, y'all made a website up, and I was using y'all's, you know, the website y'all put together, then the Google the Google ad, what do you call it?
For the website?
No, the list, the Google green, the check.
Oh, that's Google Guaranteed.
Yeah. So, is all this included in the $299 or not?
It is not. So the Google Guaranteed is not included in that. That is a separate service that we can put on here for you, right? And it's not like you'd be paying $299 a month for Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed for the application fee as a one-time application management of $250. So like how the $299, right, month to month, we would get rid of the setup fee of $99. And then we'd have that as the $250 for your Google Guaranteed. So that would be $549, right, for the initial investment. And then we'd have to go over your minimum monthly budget for leads and your lead costs.
So what would I be looking at?
Absolutely. So let me go ahead and pop that up here just to make sure. Now this is 40379, right? The area, the zip code.
Yeah. But okay. Doesn't Google isn't that a factor when it comes to Google? Is like, I mean, that 40379 is stamping ground, which is on the outside of Georgetown. But if you take a company that's sitting in the center of Georgetown, doesn't those people there come before Stamping Ground because they're in Georgetown, even though you serve Georgetown? Doesn't Google, isn't that a factor, possibly who comes, shows up?
In terms of Google Guaranteed, you wouldn't really have to worry about that, only because, like I said, there's nobody right now even using Google Guaranteed in your area. So the only person, like when you were to sign on to Google Guaranteed, you will be the only person in that entire area that has a Google Guaranteed listing. Anytime somebody searches up appliance repair, the very first thing they're seeing is your big green check mark right there. And then you'll have everybody else in the local map section.
Hmm. So what kind of money would I probably be looking at monthly with the Google Guaranteed?
So for your minimum monthly budget, they have that set at $348. Okay. That's for 13 qualified leads at $26.67 per lead. So in terms of, you know, paying every month, it's not like you'd be paying $348 every single month, right? You would only pay the full $348 if you took all 13 leads in that month. So let's say you only took one of those leads, right? You'd have about $322 left in your minimum monthly budget. When we come to bill for the leads, that $322 is going to roll over into your next month. So it'll already be ready. Only thing you're paying is $26.67 for that one lead. Your gas tank is filled back up. You continue taking leads. That makes sense? If you take all 13 leads in that month, $348 would be your total lead cost for all 13. So you'll think of this as a prepaid gas card for your Google business profile. So we're not charging these out of your bank account or your debit card or credit card or anything like that. This is like a prepaid gas card for your Google business profile. So this is where your leads come out of. Make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the targeting, right? Apparently, we want to keep you in a pretty tight area, right? In terms of the distance, would you say it's about like maybe 40 miles in terms of total radius?
No.
So that is too far. Okay.
Yeah. 25 would be the most.
25 most. Okay. One second. I want to get this in here. So the last thing we need is you dealing with that, you know, people calling outside of your service area again. Now, while that wouldn't incur a charge on your leads, right, because that wouldn't be a qualified lead, they're outside of your service area, we still don't really want you having to field those kind of calls, right? So I'm just making a note of that here real quick. Okay, perfect. So 25 miles, okay. Now, you wouldn't be seeing this 348 coming out for your Google business profile until we get your approval for Google Guaranteed. Now, that means we do have to go back through the background check process, right, the license check process, the advanced verification. But once that is finished, it is finished, okay? No more verifications needed, no more background checks needed, no more license check needed. You're going to be fully instated, okay? For Google Guaranteed, this does take about 4 to 8 weeks. While we're getting that approval for you, we are doing the optimization setup that we've been talking about this whole time up until now. So that's getting your first page placement done. That's getting the top five directory done. That's getting your initial Bing creation done and the optimization for your first page placement. Once we get that done and that's active, live, and we have that streamlined for you, we're likely going to get that call from Google. Once we get that call from Google that you've been approved, background looking good, and you've been cleared, we're going to call you, okay? We're going to tell you that you've been greenlit, you're approved, we're ready to go ahead and pull the 348 for your Google business profile for your leads. If you're not ready by then, it is okay. We're not going to stop your listing. We're not going to kill your campaign. You just call us when you're ready for us to put in your minimum monthly budget. We'll go ahead and put it in, and you can begin taking leads, okay? But until that point, we're working on everything else for you. In terms of the total initial investment, you're still looking at the $299, okay, the month-to-month, and then the one-time application fee for your Google Guaranteed of $250. So your initial investment would be $549. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Excellent. One of the first things we definitely want to make sure of, everything that we do have for the information that we had last time you were here with us, I want to make sure this is updated. Obviously, you're no longer in the stamping ground kind of area and things like that. So I want to make sure these are correct for you. Okay. In terms of the business name, A&B Appliance Repair, do you want us to project that just as is, or do you add LLC on the end of that for like business cards and things?
I just leave it like it is, A&B Appliance Repair.
Okay. Business address is still the 145. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, even though I am LLC.
Okay. Perfect. And then the 145 Hess Branch Road is still the same? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that is Stamping Ground, Kentucky, 40379. And then that's Chester Leach. Did I pronounce the last name correctly? Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of the email, is that still the CCL Washerman at AOL?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And the preferred number for the Google business profile, that's the 502-603-1879.
What now?
The preferred number for the business, 502-603?
No.
Okay.
859-797-7395.
All right. This 502 number has nothing to do with the business anymore, correct?
No, that number is no good.
Okay. I have to update that for sure. All right. Excellent. 859-797-7395. Perfect. All right. The next thing we're going to want to do here is, because you already had a security question with us, let me go ahead and check what that is. You used mother's maiden name. Okay.
Yeah.
And if I'm
Eagle Eye.
Okay. Okay. EAGLELITE.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you want to keep that the same security question,
yeah.
Same security answer? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And in terms of the billing, all of that is the same as well? 145 Hess Branch,
yeah.
Stamping Ground, Kentucky?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I do want to update the card we have on file, but the one that we have here ends in 9131. I definitely want to update that here. 1 second. Let's get rid of that expiration, get rid of that, get rid of the CV.
I actually got a new card coming, so that's going to change.
Gotcha. Okay. So erasing this one is a good move then. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then, is it MasterCard, Visa?
Yeah.
Is it a Visa?
Visa.
Okay. All right. And then I am ready with the number when you are.
No, so I got a new one coming.
Oh, coming. Okay. So it hasn't arrived yet. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So is the one that's coming the one that you wanted to use for the billing here?
I have no idea what the number's going to be on it.
Oh, yeah. No. I was asking.
Yeah.
I was asking if that was the one
that
you wanted to use. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to get my number out to start off with right now until things, are looking like I'm going to go that route. I don't want to get my card number out. No way. Not right now.
Okay. So what were we thinking?
Well, like I said, I got to get with Town Square, and I want to get them, see if they want to make things right, or do I need to eliminate them and move on, or, before I give them the green light to, that it's over.
Okay. I was only asking because, we've been on the line for over 20 minutes. Right. It's very clear that you want to switch over from Town Square. And when you say you want to give them a chance, right? You've already gone a year deep. What more is it that you want them to attempt for you?
Well, I mean, they're supposed to call me back this week, when they call me back,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give them the ultimatum, If you can't make things, you can't change nothing, there's no use me staying around. So, and I don't think they're going to be able to, because I've been going round and round with them for about 3 weeks now.
And exactly. That's too much of your time. That's way too much of your time. Stop giving them the time of day, man. They're clearly not able to do what you need them to do, man. On, like, to 100% transparency here, you're going to keep running in circles there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not a good idea to keep expecting something out of them that they haven't been able to provide in a year now.
Yeah, I want you to send me an email with your name and everything and a number or extension that I can reach back out to you. And I don't want to repeat everything over again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go ahead and send that over real quick for you here. I mean, is there a time that you wanted me to follow back up with you? Maybe tomorrow? Friday?
Let's shoot for next Friday.
Next Friday? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then morning, afternoon, good time for you.
After 3:30.
After 3:30. That is EST. All right, excellent. So I will go ahead and send over that email. I'll send over a full breakdown of everything we discussed today, just so you have that in writing. All right. I do have you penciled in for next Friday, 3:30 p.m. All right. The email will have all of my credentials, right? It'll have obviously my email attached to it. And at the bottom, you'll also see my extension, right? And my direct office number. Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right. Excellent. So I'll go ahead and send that over. You'll see that in about 5 to 10 minutes. And then we can, of course, touch base at the appointed time here. I do want to let you know, when it comes to, you know, your contact with Town Square, going over everything with them, right? Just go ahead and rip the bandage off, man. It's going to hurt, but just rip. Months not getting anything from them, right? Let's just go ahead and get that ripped off. Let's get you squared away here, and we'll talk on next Friday, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, Chester. I'll talk to you soon. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.